Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at each life path number, the forecast for the full moon that will be occurring on December 26, 2023. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading or your year ahead forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you and take a look. All right, let's go ahead and dive in. Life path number 7. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 16-7 at this full moon. So ultimately, your own energy, the 7, with the influencing energy of the 16, which is significant, and we'll talk about it. You're also going to be working with Pelican energy. A couple of things I want to talk about first before we get into the vibrations that you'll be working with. We've got a full moon, which often indicates some kind of completion, culmination, things coming to light, something closing out, some kind of decision needing to be made. And then this is happening in the sign of Cancer. So this is emotions. This is emotional maturity, diving deep. You know, it can be a highly sensitive period. But getting in touch with your emotions and sort of controlling your emotions type thing. In not letting your emotions control you. So if there's a situation that comes up around this time, recognize or notice the emotional charge that it may bring, and how can you work with it? How can you move through it? How can you channel that energy into something healthy, into something positive, constructive, as opposed to destructive, right? So there could be a lot of emotions that sort of come up around this full moon for everybody, but for you all, especially with the 16-7 energy and Pelican energy coming through, there could be some things that are highly sensitive that really need you to feel into it, but not be overcome by it. Also, with the 16-7, well, wait, let me back up. We're also in a Mercury retrograde at this time. So there's a lot here, again, about revisiting something, reviewing something. Things from the past may surface at this time, which could also have some kind of emotional charge for you or for us, right? This is collectively, we're working with this energy. And we're just simply being asked to make some adjustments, make some modifications, to review, to see how might we do things differently in the future? How might we do things differently if the opportunity presents itself again? Or can we make amends and do things differently for that situation, right? It's not about regret or, you know, beating ourselves up or punishing ourselves for mistakes made. It's more about reviewing and seeing, you know what, I didn't like that outcome. So how can I do things differently to get a different outcome moving forward? So there can be a lot of this coming up when it comes to like reflecting and sort of reviewing this past year. Because again, last full moon of the year in a Mercury retrograde. So there's a lot here potentially coming up from past events or et cetera, et cetera. And it can have an emotional charge. And so it's what we do with that emotional charge, of course, that's going to make the difference moving forward. Now, with the 16-7 energy, this is a very physical to spiritual experience when we have a 16-7 cycle. This is a shorter cycle. It's a full moon. So it's a couple of weeks. So, but you know, a lot can happen in 2 weeks. But there's something here around some kind of like transcending something in the physical to reach a higher octave of that experience, to recognize that the physical experience is just that, an experience, and is helping us to move towards something more enlightened, more spiritual, more connected to our higher self or a higher consciousness, which we are a part of. So instead of letting the sort of physical experiences derail us or keep us stuck in a situation, the 16 comes in and says, let's use this to, you know, tap into our greater empathy, to tap into our greater creativity, our sense of self, our greater self-discovery, on a higher plane, on a higher octave, and then merge the two, merge that very physical experience with a very spiritual experience and not neglect one side of oneself, especially as a 7. Like, this is right up your alley, right? Seven is all about being the bridge between the very spiritual, ethereal, metaphysical, and the very physical, practical, knowledgeable, logical side of oneself, and not to get too caught up on either side. With Pelican energy coming through, this can bring about sort of like information overload, right? Which sevens can sometimes struggle with. Seven energy can be very mental. It can be very in the mind, like overanalyzing, overthinking, like the mind is in control. And part of the journey of the seven is overcoming that, of recognizing that the mind is simply, you know, there to help us to move forward, to be the logistics, to help us to understand the information that's coming through, but not to let it be the ultimate guide. The ultimate guide is the spirit, is the intuition, is the soul, the heart, right? So this, you know, there's a lot that's coming in for you all around this full moon. And really what it feels like is sort of being at a crossroads, or sort of being at some kind of impasse where you really do have to make some kind of a decision at this time that will move you towards greater equilibrium and greater balance between the very physical, the mental, the ego, and the spiritual, the soul, the heart. And how can you merge the two? How can you let them sort of work together as opposed to working against each other? Because when we're in the mind too much, right, when we're overthinking, when we're letting the mind rule, we are so detached from the heart center that we're making decisions based on simply what we see, what we think, as opposed to what we feel. And there's a big difference between emotions and feelings. What we feel truly at our core is our intuition coming through. What we sort of, you know, the emotions are charged energy. That charged energy wants to be expressed in some way. So figuring out how to do that in a very constructive way, as opposed to destructive way, will serve us better, right? With our connections, with the way that we move through the world, the way that we make our decisions, et cetera, et cetera. So there's something coming to culmination. There's something coming to a head at this full moon, potentially for you sevens, that needs a decision. And that decision is meant to help you to better work with and merge the very physical side of yourself and the very spiritual side of yourself, so that you're not neglecting those two sides. And that 16-7 can bring about very physical experiences to help us to do that, to help us awaken to or become aware of the bigger side of ourselves, right? The spiritual side of ourselves, the soul. So it really is, sort of metaphorically speaking, like the energy that you're working with really is sort of this merging of the soul and the ego. What I see is like this car driving, and the soul is in the driver's seat and the ego is sitting next to the soul, being the backseat driver. But the soul knows the direction it wants to move into, and it is in the driver's seat. So the soul bypasses the ego, but works with the ego to help get to where it needs to go, right? So uses the knowledge, the logic, the practical worldly views to help get us where we need to go from a spiritual standpoint. So I hope this makes sense, but there's definitely something coming up here where there needs to be a release. There needs to be a decision that's made when it comes to belief systems, when it comes to the way that you're moving through the world. If it is too mental, if it is too in the body, where is it that you're neglecting your heart center, your intuition? Where is it that you're not listening to your higher self, your higher calling, your higher consciousness? And where is it that you could do a little bit more of that? Or vice versa, if you're too in the ethereal, too in the spiritual, and not in your physical body, having this very physical experience, then you could see themes come up around that at this time that's pushing you to merge the two. They're meant to work together. We're not meant to kill one or the other, right? So this is big energy, you know, but again, this is the end of a seven universal cycle that we're closing out around this full moon. So, you know, and that is your energy. So, you know, this is a great time to review, to go back over the last year, see, you know, the areas that you might have done things a little bit differently, how you might want to handle things in the future. If those things come up, where is it that you can revisit something from the past, to make amends, to do something in a different light? All of these things, right? This is a general reading, so the way that it could come in is endless. But hopefully that helps you to kind of understand, you know, if this feels like a highly emotive period, if it feels like your emotions are getting the best of you, if it feels like you're overanalyzing, that you're too stuck in your head, these are guideposts. These are indicators that you need to find your equilibrium, find your balance. And in order to do that, you need to incorporate the other side of yourself and allow that to come in and offer some kind of respite, some kind of solution. So big, big energy for you all sevens. I hope it is a beautiful full moon. No doubt it'll be transformative. And I wish you all very happy holidays. So take care, everyone. Bye for now.